Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, new reports from Weibo leaker Instant Digital, who accurately provides a lot of Apple rumors, has new details on the iPhone Ultra's production status, release timing, and display. The iPhone Ultra, which will be Apple's first foldable iPhone, is reportedly in trial production now, and that has reportedly come with good news and bad news so far. First, Apple's goal of a crease-free display for the iPhone Ultra has been achieved, a key breakthrough for the entire foldable smartphone industry. The story says that current test results show that Apple has achieved a visually crease-free state with long-term stability. Most other foldable phones historically have shown a noticeable crease down the middle when unfolded. However, the iPhone Ultra's hinge is apparently struggling to hit Apple's quality standards. The rumor says that its reliability after prolonged high-frequency opening and closing has consistently fallen short of Apple's quality control standards so far. This is slowing down Apple's plans to put the iPhone Ultra in mass production and is causing a delay to the production process. But a follow-up report says that Apple is still on track for a September debut, and assuming that Apple is able to find a satisfactory fix to the hinge's reliability problem, it still believes there's plenty of time for mass production to ramp up to hit that launch target. If anything, that might just mean that the iPhone Ultra is in short supply when it does launch in September, but Apple believes that it can ramp up mass production in time to satisfy that demand. Next up today, Plex, the popular media streaming service and server hosting company, has announced a massive increase for the price of its lifetime tier of Plex Pass. Starting in July, Plex says that the lifetime Plex Pass price will increase from $250 to a whopping $750. In a blog post outlining this change, Plex admits that it has considered eliminating the lifetime Plex Pass altogether, citing the stability of recurring subscription revenue. The company says that recurring subscriptions help it sustain long-term development. However, Plex says that it decided to keep the option around as it knows that it's a valuable option for many people in the community. So instead of retiring it, Plex says, quote, "We're keeping it available at a price that reflects the real ongoing value of the software we're committed to building and maintaining for years to come," end quote. Plex says that nothing is changing for current lifetime Plex Pass holders. Pricing for the annual and monthly plans is also unchanged, so the Plex Pass monthly plan will stay at $7 per month or $70 per year. The price increase from $250 to $750 for the lifetime tier will go into effect on July 1st. So this means you have around 6 weeks to buy the lifetime Plex Pass purchase. Then, going forward, it will be $750. We're sponsored this week by Bitwarden. You can get started with the Bitwarden Password Manager today, including a free plan with unlimited passwords, by visiting bitwarden.com or using the link in the show notes. Bitwarden helps you securely store your passwords and passkeys across all devices, with easy autofill for logins, cards, and identities. It also includes Vault health reports so you can quickly identify weak or compromised passwords. With end-to-end encryption and built-in protection against phishing attacks and data breaches, Bitwarden is trusted by millions of users and businesses worldwide. So make your life easier with Bitwarden and learn more and get started today for free at bitwarden.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Bitwarden for their support of the show. In other news today, alongside its suite of accessibility announcements this week, Apple has announced a popular iPhone accessory is making a comeback. Last November, Apple announced the Hikawa Phone Grip and Stand as part of its celebration of 40 years of accessibility. The grip was created by Los Angeles-based artist and industrial designer Bailey Hikawa. The accessory, however, was only available directly from Apple and sold out in just a few days. Apple now says that the grip and stand for iPhone is once again available. You can order it worldwide from the Apple Store online. Thanks to a collaboration between Hikawa and PopSockets, this marks the first time the accessory has been available around the world. The Hikawa grip and stand for iPhone was designed with accessibility in mind. It's meant to accommodate the varying ways people hold an iPhone while reducing the effort needed to keep the phone steady. It features a soft touch feel and is made from premium silicone. As the name suggests, it's also a stand that supports your iPhone in both vertical and horizontal orientations. Apple says, quote, "Informed by direct input from individuals with disabilities affecting muscle strength, dexterity, and hand control, this ergonomic grip was designed with accessibility in mind from the ground up," end quote. It attaches to the back of your iPhone using MagSafe, so it's easy to put on and take off. It's available to order today from Apple's website for $55, and it's unclear how much inventory Apple has this time around, so it might sell out quickly. So act soon if you think you want this. Running out today, Epic Games says that Fortnite is now back on the App Store worldwide, with the exception of Australia. The company has again criticized what it calls junk fees from Apple and indicated that it expects to win an ongoing antitrust lawsuit against the company. Essentially, Epic Games is arguing that it's confident it will get a favorable result in the lawsuit and therefore won't have to pay Apple commissions on sales made through third-party payment systems. The company says, quote, "Apple knows the U.S. federal court will force it to be transparent about how it charges its App Store fees. Fortnite is returning to the App Store now because we are confident that once Apple is forced to show its costs, governments around the world will not allow Apple's junk fees to stand," end quote. We'll have to wait and see whether Epic's optimism is reflected in the outcome of this lawsuit, which at this point has been ongoing for years. But at least in the meantime, people can head to the App Store on their iPhone and re-download Fortnite in every country except Australia. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.